How to get last-minute tickets for Euro 2025 in Switzerland, date modified colon 2025-07-01T16:01:50.636Z, description colon the women's football tournament Euro 2025 kicks off in Switzerland on July 2nd. Here's a guide to all the action, Get me to the Euros. How to nab last-minute tickets for a summer of football, 25 minutes ago? Save, Rosemary McCabe, BBC digital journalist. Save, BBC, Euro 2025 is here, filling our summer with fierce competition and fantastic football. 16 teams are set to play across 8 venues in Switzerland from 2 to July 27. In the group stages, defending champions England take on Wales, who are playing in their first international tournament. Tickets are still available for a range of matches, and there's a host of activities outside the games, including fan zones in Switzerland and the UK. Whether you fancy a last-minute trip or want to watch the games at home, here's a complete guide to all the action. Can I still get tickets? Yes, but secure your spot quickly. Tickets for high-demand matches go on sale daily at 10 o'clock BST via UEFA's ticketing site, with a limit of 10 tickets per person per game. Prices start at 25 Swiss francs, about £22, and go up to 90 Swiss francs, about £81, for the final. You can access your tickets via the UEFA Mobile Tickets app, which can be downloaded for free by Android and iPhone users. There's also a resale platform where fans can safely resell any tickets purchased, but it's best not to rely on this for the big games, where in Switzerland, the tournament takes place across 8 Swiss cities, Basel, Bern, Geneva, Zurich, St. Gallen, Lucerne, Zion, and Thun. The action kicks off in Thun on Wednesday, July 2nd at 1700 hours BST. Expect a breathtaking backdrop of idyllic lakes and mountains. England matches in the group stages are being held across 2 cities, Zurich and St. Gallen. The Lionesses are taking on France in Zurich on Saturday, July 5th, and the Netherlands in Zurich on Wednesday, July 9th. Then we're off to St. Gallen for the Crunch England v Wales match on Sunday, July 13th. Wales' first game is in Lucerne against the Netherlands on Saturday, July 5th, followed by their second game against France in St. Gallen on Wednesday, 9 July. How do I get there? Zurich is the best destination for England and Wales fans heading to the games in the group stages because Lucerne and St. Gallen are a short train ride away. However, there's also the option of going to Bern or Geneva and traveling on from there. Flights from London to Zurich vary greatly depending on if you go on a weekday or weekend. On Saturday, July 5th, the day of England and Wales' first games, tickets for a one-way direct flight from London to Zurich in the morning start at about £360. For Wednesday, July 9th, you can find some one-way flights starting at about £80. If you're traveling from Cardiff to Zurich, most journeys involve a transfer which makes them considerably longer. On July 4th, the fastest flights are about £320 and on July 8th they start at about £210. In the car, it's about an 11-hour drive from London to Zurich. The car ferry from Dover to Calais starts at about £100 on July 4th for a one-way trip. If you take the Eurotunnel from Folkestone to Calais, prices range from about £160 to £310 on July 4th. Trains via Paris or Brussels cost about £340 to £550 on July 4th and early on July 5th. The journey takes between 7.5 and 10 hours. Coaches are cheaper, with some routes starting at about £100 on July 4th. But the journey takes more than 20 hours. A very long bike ride from London to Zurich takes roughly 52 to 60 hours. It costs about £30 to take your bike on the ferry, not counting the toll it will take on your legs. British citizens can travel to Switzerland without a visa for up to 90 days in any 180-day period if the visit is for tourism and sporting events. But double-check that the expiry date on your passport is dated at least 3 months after the day you plan to leave. Where do I stay? Switzerland is known for being a pricey holiday pick. But there's a range of accommodation options for different budgets. As one of the tournament's main hubs, Zurich is in high demand. Hotels on the cheaper end start about £200 to £300 per night for two people on key match nights like Saturday, July 5th. If you're on a tighter budget, Airbnb prices start from £100 to £200 per night, although lots of options involve staying in a room rather than renting a whole flat. In St. Gallen, hotels for Sunday, July 13th range from about £200 to £600. Lots of places are already booked up. The town also offers a variety of Airbnb accommodation, with prices ranging from £100 to £600 for the same dates. Accommodation is still available slightly outside the town, so it's worth checking these spots too. If hotels and Airbnb stretch your budget, camping is one alternative. Campsites near Zurich and St. Gallen offer scenic views, and you could look into renting a car or bike to get around. The average cost for an overnight stay at a Swiss campsite is about £20, £35, though prices vary between locations. How do I get around? Switzerland has good public transport networks, with fast and reliable services between major cities. On match days, public transport is free for ticket holders. Every ticket will be valid on the match day for a second-class round trip between any Swiss locality and the stadium. Switzerland's vast network of trains offer an efficient and scenic way to travel. The SBB, Swiss Federal Railways, has a range of different tickets on their website. There's also PostBus, a bus service connecting rural areas to urban centers, which offers hundreds of journeys via several apps, or you can purchase tickets from stations and drivers. If you're planning on staying for a longer break, a Swiss Travel Pass offers unlimited travel by train, bus, and boat, and is available for 3, 4, 6, 8, or 15 consecutive days. If you're feeling more adventurous, there are also plenty of iconic cycle routes across Switzerland. Where do I find fan zones? There are city center fan zones across the 8 cities hosting Euro 2025 games. Organizers say they offer a packed schedule of activities for all ages, with live screenings of matches, concerts, workshops, and child-friendly football pitches. In Zurich, the ZA14RI fan zone is right by the main station, with screenings of all the matches, concerts, and workshops. In St. Gallen, Marktgasse in the Old Town is hosting the fan zone with lunchtime panel talks, street football, and live music. In Lucerne, the fan zone is located at Europaplatz next to Lake Lucerne and offers a range of music, concerts, and football entertainment. Fan zones open on July 2nd, the day of the first game. Double-check their closing dates on the UEFA event guides, Getty Images. Anything else I should know? The Swiss franc, CHF, is the official currency in Switzerland. For every pound, it's roughly 1.10 Swiss francs. In most cases, you can also pay in euros. A pound is worth roughly a 1.17. Switzerland has four official languages: German, French, Italian, and Romansh. German is the most widely spoken, but English is a common second language for many Swiss people. Switzerland is not part of the EU, so mobile roaming charges could differ from rates in European countries. Check with your network provider before you travel. One solution is buying a local eSIM to cover you for the tournament. Where to watch in the UK? For fans at home, there are events taking place across England and Wales. There are watch parties of each England match in the group stages in Birmingham, London, and Brighton. In Wales, there are also lots of watch parties and concerts, including in Swansea, Newport, and Wrexham. Look out for events on social media in your local area as the tournament goes on. How can I watch the games from home? Every match in the UK will be shown either on BBC or ITV, with the final available on both channels. There will be live coverage of 16 matches on BBC One, BBC Two, and iPlayer, with Gabby Logan, Alex Scott, and Jeanette Quakey presenting across the tournament. This includes Wales v Netherlands and England v Netherlands on BBC One. France v England, France v Wales, and England v Wales will be on ITV. On radio, there will be 25 live match commentaries on Radio 5 Live, Radio 5 Sports Extra, and BBC Sounds across the tournament. BBC Radio Wales and BBC Radio Cymru are covering Wales games, providing commentary in English and Welsh. The BBC Sport website, app, and social media is covering every moment with live match reports, clips, highlights, interviews and analysis. And there are lots of podcasts to help you get your football fix, including Football Daily, featuring interviews with players and managers, and Feast of Football, bringing you all the latest news from Euro 2025. See also, Women's Euro 2025, groups, fixture dates, and who are favourites, England and Wales in toughest group, Group D guide, meet the England 2025 Euro squad, meet the Wales 2025 Euro squad, ZA 1/4 rich.